Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Welcome, Callum.
Good morning, Lan.
Brent traded as high as $114 per barrel last week. What has been behind this move?
Well, Brent has really broken out of the narrowing range that it's been in since the start of March when the war began. And I think really the thing that changed things last week was the announcement of the planned EU embargo on Russian oil. That's obviously a supply side effect. On the demand side, it doesn't appear that Beijing is going to follow Shanghai into lockdown. That has been a big worry for the oil market. So that's also been positive for oil. And OPEC Plus met and did not agree to do anything extra to relieve the current market tightness. So, and on top of that, Brent has been catching up with gas oil. So really all of those factors have contributed to this, the breakout last week.
And when is the EU oil embargo likely to come into effect?
That's the question. The plan is to phase oil out, so crude oil and refined product imports from Russia by the end of the year, but not gas imports, I should say. But it needs to be agreed by the national governments, and that's coming to objections from various states in the east, particularly Hungary, and they're looking for the EU to make concessions. So that's dragging things out and leading potentially to the thing being watered down. There has been an agreement by the G7 to phase out imports of Russian oil, so that brings Japan into this sort of club of Western Europe and the US that I think will go ahead with an oil embargo irrespective of what happens in Eastern Europe. But if the embargo is going to be effective, it needs to be done quickly so that it limits the chance of the Russians to reroute that crude elsewhere. But there's also news yesterday, and this has contributed to the market coming off again quite sharply, that the EU is planning to scrap a proposal to prevent EU-owned vessels from transporting Russian crude. Again, this is as a result of objections from some member states, including Greece.
And last week when we spoke, the OPEC Plus was about to meet. Is there anything to report?
No, not really. They agreed their 432 barrel per day increase for the month of June, and there's really nothing to add beyond that.
You also mentioned that gas oil was leading Brent higher. Why is that important?
Well, gas oil is the benchmark for middle distillates like jet fuel and diesel. And Europe it has a shortage of these middle distillates. So it doesn't produce enough in its own refineries in order to meet end demand from local customers. So it relies on imports. And a very significant part of those imports of diesel and gas oil come from Russia. So this part of the barrel is very sensitive to European oil sanctions, and that consequently, gas oil has and gas and diesel has been trading very strongly relative to Brent since the start of the war. And gas oil was able to break out of the range. I mentioned this narrowing range. I mean, we saw that gas oil broke out of that range before Brent did. So it's quite interesting actually to look at gas oil as a leading indicator for where crude is going these days.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you for tuning into Investec's weekly energy update with Callum McPherson. If you would like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.